there are no nuclear weapons in Iraq, but we also know that there are nuclear weapons in the Middle East, and those nuclear weapons are located in Israel. Now, our government has done nothing to bring about the end of those nuclear weapons, and we consider that to be sheer nuclear hypocrisy. But we know about those weapons because of the commitment of one man. That man is Mordecai Vanunu. 18 years ago, Mordecai Vanunu blew the whistle on the Israeli nuclear project. And because of that, he's been in prison for 18 years. The first 11 and a half of those years were in solitary confinement. Our next speaker represents the campaign to free Mordecai Vanunu. He is Ernest Rodka, a long-standing anti-nuclear campaigner, and in fact, he was on the first CND demonstration in 1958. Ernest Rodka.
Thanks very much. I'm not sure there's very much more to say in terms of what Mordecai did. Before I start, I'd just like to say, having been here many times, it's terrific to see the square opened up like this, and the dramatic numbers of people, the more numbers of people one can see in the square, have made a terrific difference to the appearance of this demonstration. Mordecai Vanunu is still in prison. He expects to be released next year on April 22nd. We can't be certain that that will be the date of the release because we can't be certain of anything that Israel says. We've heard about some of that this afternoon. We know about it from our experiences in the recent years. We will be in Israel at outside Ashkelon prison to welcome Mordecai when he is released. There are people who are already planning to be there on April the 22nd, supporters of the campaign and names in the campaign, and those of us in the campaign also, members of the campaign, will be there. There are a number of things that you can do to continue to support Mordecai in his lone struggle in prison. You can write to him. Every Saturday for 11 years we have had a vigil outside the Israeli embassy between 12 and 2 o'clock. We're determined to be there until Mordecai is released. If you want to join us on any Saturday, you'll be very welcome. Next Tuesday, September the 30th, is the 17th anniversary of Mordecai's kidnapping. Again, there will be a vigil outside the Israeli embassy between 12 and 3. Again, you'd be welcome to join us. There will be demonstrations in 20 cities and towns around the world at Israeli embassies and consulates and other locations. The demonstrations against what happened to Mordecai, against his imprisonment, will continue. If you want more information about the campaign, some of us will be here on this side of the plinth during the rest of the rally. Lastly, there are tens of thousands of people here today against the war. We're united and strengthened by our conviction and our determination to get rid of Tony Blair's war policies. But just spare a few thoughts for Mordecai Vanunu, who has been on his own for 17 years in prison, with his own thoughts and hopes and doubts, but still determined in his own way to fight against nuclear weapons. He has triumphed against the Israeli authorities who have tried to destroy him. As I believe the Iraqi people will eventually triumph against the coalition forces occupying their nation. Thanks very much.